kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Coffee and Capitalism Radio brings you exclusive interviews and distinct content from leaders who drive our economy. From CEOs to small business owners to mentors, Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in innovation, ideas, and inspiration. The brand Coffee and Capitalism is about making money and giving back, learning the fine art of balancing work and family life while prioritizing your time. And what a program we have lined up for you today. All right, are you ready for today's program? We've got Dr. Neil Barnard, author, doctor, founder of Physicians of Responsible Medicine. Some of you may have seen him in the movie Super Size Me. Well, the good doctor has got a new book out as well as a program he's been doing with a cafeteria involving their health and wellness, hopefully going to lower all of our insurance rates someday. Also, Jason Love and Paul Salt explain how the frack industry works in oil and gas. Plus, Kristen Bell, owner of the Dough Trader Pizza Company out of Spearfish, South Dakota, talks about the importance of the quality of ingredients in the kitchen. And Jay Schuler, owner of Giant Sunflower Seeds and the director for the North Dakota Commerce Department. All that and much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network.
You can make a million.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Jay Schuler, Director for the North Dakota Department of Commerce.
Director of McKenzie County Job Development and Authority and Tourism Bureau. So Jane's kind of the go-to guy out there. And Barry Batchelor from Fargo. Barry's absolutely one of the best entrepreneurs in North Dakota, and so I feel so lucky to have him on our board. You know, he was the driver, the starter of Phoenix, which you talk about smart agriculture, that's Phoenix, and it got sold to John Deere, and now he, you know, he's got a Pario Systems, which has to do with a number of different areas in agriculture, but also in aviation. Every Airbus that flies in the world has an Apario system in it, which is made in Fargo, North Dakota, which is phenomenal. So we've got a great board, and you know, we added them to some very successful and influential people around the state. So yeah, it's a good sounding board, and you know, you come out with ideas and thoughts, and it's obviously you want to have somebody that kind of drills down and says, well, why this should work or shouldn't work, or they come up with ideas that, you know, that they develop, and we can also, you know, look at those, plugging those ideas into, you know, economic development.
Jay Schuler, North Dakota Department of Commerce. I think the ones that, the names you just mentioned are legitimate, fantastic choices. I've been covering government affairs as well as business for over 20 years. And when I started seeing those names pop up, That's really kind of what motivated me to call you more than anything, was to talk about some of those guys. I'll tell you a quick story about Barry Batchelor, if you have a second, and then we'll talk about final thoughts and conclude the interview here with Jay Shuler. But when the Bakken got really big, I'll be honest, I interviewed more billionaires than I'll probably ever interview again in my life. So I'm interviewing these quite, you know, rock stars and superstars when it comes to just business itself. And one that I like to brag about, it's a guy who invented the internet for real, Rob Ryan. He invented the local area network, and he's up there with Steve Jobs and Bill Gates in terms of technology legends, that sort of thing, because without it, it doesn't work. And so I mentioned that one day. I can't remember if it was Senator Hoeven or Kramer, Congressman Kramer, but then they mentioned to go interview Barry Batchelor. And after the interview, I texted those guys and I said, holy smokes, this guy's the real deal. This guy's a heavyweight in the global business. Are those names that you just mentioned, Tommy Kenville, you mentioned that, you know, you had a godfather of Grand Sky, and, you know, Barry Batchelor. For those people that live outside of North Dakota, you know, I've got affiliates in surrounding states, that sort of thing. These guys are really nationally known, aren't they, Mr. Shuler?
You're absolutely right, and what's nice, too, is that when there's an issue or an opportunity in an area where they have an expertise, you know, you get on the phone, you call them up, and they're right there to help. I've got something to look into down at the University of Minnesota, and Barry Batchelor's going with me. We're gonna check it out together. He volunteered, and I'm so appreciative of that, to get his expertise.
Great job assembling that. I was, like I said, I was very happy to see some new names, some refreshing names, and some just a fresh look to reinventing government. Okay, final thoughts, Jay Shuler, Department of Commerce. I like to give guests kind of the final thoughts. If they want to reiterate something, they want to bring up something that we haven't talked about or summarize, whatever, the floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, well, it's a great state to live in. We got a lot to be proud of. When I went to college at North Dakota State, you know, our biggest export was our children. It wasn't wheat and it wasn't oil. And now we got opportunities. And we you know, one of our goals is job development and bringing people back to the state, which is just completely opposite of the way it was when I graduated from college. So, you know, hats off to the people, and, you know, a lot of business people that have been involved in our state. Hats off to the people of the past for what they've done, and they've built a wonderful foundation. And I just hope that, you know, I can help build a better house on top of that wonderful foundation.
To listen to the full length interview with Jay Shuler, director for the North Dakota Department of Commerce, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life.
Come on, I want to lay you on the black Hawaiian sand. Well, you're my pineapple baby, let me be your mango man.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Come on, I want to lay you on the black Hawaiian sand. Well, now the sharks in the water, they think you're pretty sweet. Never gonna get you with the big old pearly teeth.
Pearly teeth, pearly teeth, pearly teeth.
Yeah, the word in the water is you're way too pretty to eat.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Well, you're my pineapple baby, let me be your mango man.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.